Amen. It's beautiful to feel the touch of the Lord today. Amen. God has something for you this morning. I want you to pray for you right now. Amen. Would you just take your hand and just put it over your heart? Lord Jesus, help me today to receive and to grasp, God, exactly what you have for me. We praise you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you today for your grace and power. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Jesus. Amen. I want to go to 1 John, the fourth chapter. 1 John, chapter 4. Amen. So glad to see Michelle back. Amen. After pneumonia. And I'm telling you, this little lady was very sick. We thought at first it was heart. But in the ER, and I'm telling you, the Lord reached down, and we're so thankful that she's here today. And what a joy to be able to see people come to the house of God. I'm glad you're here today. Amen. God wants to do something this morning, and it's amazing. Amen. You're going to find in the reading of the scripture in just a moment, amen, sometimes God has a way of just thumping the right string to prove that he's in charge. And the song that we just sang and the scripture that we're fixing to read, and what the Lord's laid on my heart, how well it goes together. 1 John 4:16. The scripture says here, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That's an abiding love. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, confidence on that great day, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, all doubt and fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. 19, we love him because he first loved us. Fill my way with love. Amen. Abiding love, a love I could abide in, but a love that I could abound in. Are you thankful that the love of God is not just something that is shallow and mushy and just sensational? But the love of God is a changing, transforming thing that you could abide in, you could live in, and you could abound in, you could grow in, and it could grow in you. You see, it's God in you working. Something is coming alive in your life. Amen. Are you thankful for that new love that you have inside of you? Amen. The Bible says, old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. When you have the Creator inside of you, and God speaks into you just like at creation, he said, let there be light. In a world without form and without any, it was void and it was dark. But when he said, let there be light, there was light. There was a change made. Amen. Are you thankful that the love of God turns the light on in your life and takes the chaos out of your life? Hallelujah. You ought to thank the Lord right now for his abounding power, his love and grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have for me today. We worship you. We love you. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what a God we serve. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. There's something about the love of Jesus Christ, how it transforms a person. I watch temporal love. I watch love change a person. Amen. Whenever a person, a girl, a young lady, amen, it's like she has no confidence in herself. And whatever she, first time in her life, somebody shows her some attention. And she may be the type of person that she fixed her hair. And, you know, and she dressed. But something comes alive in that young girl whenever somebody begins to show her attention. And there is a fixing up now. And there is a sense of wow that comes alive inside of her. And it could be a young man too. young man, I mean, he don't comb his hair. He'd care less about brushing his teeth. I mean, teenagers, uh-huh. And you try to get them, hey, you need a, man, you look like you just rolled out of bed, boy. But when something starts happening in the static of emotions and love, amen. Oh, he starts brushing his teeth. He starts telling his mom, I need some new type of deodorant. I need some cologne. You got to beg him to get out of the shower. Yeah, something about that attention, how it awakens something, how they start worrying. They stand more in front of the mirror now, and they're worried about their hair. And I'm telling you, things start happening. Isn't it beautiful to be loved by God, that God would awaken a sense of awareness inside of you? Amen. There's something that it generates and something that begins to come alive. It causes a new beginning of the lives. Amen. Bringing about a undeniable sense of, hey, I'm loved. Somebody's loved me. But greater than that, when God loves you, when you feel the love of God, how God will take a rotten, no good for nothing person, and God would put his loving arms around you and say, I love you. How wonderful it is to have that kind of God today on my side that has loved me. Amen. You may feel rejected, hopeless, amen, and all messed up because of your life. You may be full of regrets, problems, and situations, but oh, when the love of God reaches down, to know that God loves of all the people in the world, that he puts his love directly towards you. What a difference God makes. It's an amazing turn that goes about in that life. It has a beautiful way of working from a sense of, I don't belong. Poor me. I'm a nobody. And that nobody becomes a somebody because of love. Hallelujah. It's not who I am, but it's whose I am today that matters. Amen. I've seen people thought they were somebody. You ever seen somebody like that who, if it started a good rain, they would drown because their nose was in the air? I want to tell somebody, amen, the Lord saw not who I was, but what I could be. And what a difference love will make in a life of an individual when the love of God comes in. Amen. Are you thankful today that love has a sense of transforming somebody? And there's a sense of belonging. I belong to him. Amen. There's a sense of, hey, I sell out. There's a complex in our mind now. I'm sold out because I belong to him. When the Lord begins to bid for your heart, your life, and your attention, amen, what a difference it makes when you feel the love of God. I want to tell you today, amen, the Lord is not willing that anybody should perish and go to hell. Amen. Hell wasn't created for you, but hell was created for the devil. I had people that feel that there's no hope for me in my life. Amen. I may as well just go to hell, but I want to tell you, I have a God who loves you, that wants to build a bridge exactly to where you're at and give you a hope that you can't find in this world. Amen. Psychology can't build you up like that. Amen. Mankind cannot give you that. But oh, the love of Jesus Christ, it will reach to the bottom of the bottom and give you something to live for. Hallelujah. You'll be sold out. Amen. To God. And it's invisible but yet apparent when love starts operating in a heart. You can't see love, but you see the apparent form starting to work inside of somebody. You know what the love of God gives? It gives a joyful purpose. It gives a joyful purpose that it is brought about to a person. Even in its keeping, you start abiding. It's like, wow. You know, there's something that's keeping me. And when I was a kid, I heard a country and western song that said, there's velvet chains holding me. He's talking about love. And are you thankful for the love of God that holds you? Amen. Oh, friend, it's not restricting me. Amen. The love of God don't restrict me, but the love of God makes me belong to Him and holds me close to Him. I just love feeling the love of God. How about you? Amen. And even in the keeping, those velvet chains of love holds me with an authentic grace. I don't belong here. Amen. I don't even deserve the things of God. But there's a sense of glory and there's a sense of worth when you recognize, amen, that God is trying to get pour His love in your life and trying to help you. It's not something hollow. It's not just something just has a form. Amen. Oh, but there's something hallowed. There's something holy. And there's something genuine. A love that burns on the inside. Amen. When you start feeling the love of Jesus Christ in your life, amen, nothing can duplicate it. Not a hand of man, a woman can ever even do the same thing like the hand of God. Amen. It's beautiful. It's not one of those swap meet loves where you start saying, well, you know, I'll give if you give. No. It's far deeper than that. Love becomes a fire and the trade changes everything. Amen. It's beyond obligation. I don't do this because I'm obligated, but there's a certainty. Amen. There is a evidence inside of me. Amen. The love that compels and causes me to say, Lord, amen, you have so much more for me. You have so much betterment for me. It don't make me just a better person than somebody else, but I'm better by the goodness of the Lord. Amen. There is a sense of saying, amen, there's a power not of me. Amen. Love is a power from another source. Amen. Oh, it's from the source of our great God today. Don't you love being loved by God? Hallelujah. You can't truly love God until you finally know the love of God. This is not manufactured. This is not inherited love. This is not cultured love, but an awakened beauty that comes alive inside of us. Romans says this, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And the goodness of God leads us to that turnaround that we call repentance. Don't you love it the way that God finally gets a hold of your heart and you can't do, God always gives you a choice, but God don't come to you with a gun. He don't come with a taser. He don't come with chains, amen, to try to capture you and make you. But friend, when you realize that love of God comes to you, you can't help but say, God, I'm yours. Amen. I'm thankful for the beauty of that surrender. When somebody comes to the place, they finally says yes to God and God don't have to tackle you. Amen. But boy, friend, you run to Him and fall down before Him and say, God, here's my life. I'm telling you, God will make you something that this world can never make you. Amen. Oh, God will make you into something that, amen, far beyond what dreams and ambitions. Amen. Oh, how beautiful the love of God. Amen. Some people are trying to love God, but they never received the love of God, felt the love of God. But when you've tasted of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, how beautiful it is. It's not conditional, but it's a covenantal love. Amen. How beautiful. It's not if you, then I'll. It's not transactional. It's not bargaining. But the difference is this. Amen. Contracts always say, if you do, I'll do. Covenants say, I'm committed to you regardless. I'm glad that God didn't throw me away when I made my first mistake. I'm glad that God didn't say, you keep on bumping your head on the same thing, buddy. You keep on tripping. How dare you? Amen. Are you thankful that God is a God of second chances, third chances? Amen. Multiple chances. Are you thankful of the grace of God that's with His love? That God just don't look at you and you say, you piece of trash, get out of my life. But the love of God reaches to you. Even when we're wrinkled up by self-made problems. Even when we stink ourselves up and trash our lives. Amen. Are you thankful for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ? When we repent and say, God, I'm sorry, I need your help. That doesn't give us a license or an excuse to continue to go back to the pig pen. But oh, friend, when we realize, amen, oh, the pig pen is not where we need to be. I'm glad I have a loving Father that reaches to me with love and grace and forgiveness and with His blood. I want to tell somebody today, quit letting condemnation condemnation ruin you. Amen. The love of God is beautiful. Condemnation will make you ugly. It will age you and put anxiety on you. Amen. You can't outrun the love of God. Why don't you stop and let God's love turn you? Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, God's good to us. God don't treat you like a customer. There's something great. God reaches to you like a personal possession. And that personal possession is not necessarily that God takes over you and you're his slave. No, God, you're God's lover. And he wants to love you. His love is not syrupy. Let me say it like we would in Louisiana, Mississippi, syrupy. But it's sacred. It's not just words and a counterfeit, modern counterfeit style of love with their sweet verbiage. But it's not hollow compliments. It's not religious talk. It's not emotional fluff. But this love is real. It's sacred. It's something that causes you to say, wow, and admire God, reverence God, and obey God. There's an evidence where you start loving the things of God. You start loving to worship God. You start loving the things of God. Amen. Oh, the love of God is not guilt-driven, but is glory-compelled. Amen. I want to tell you, God don't want to put you in a guilt trip. God wants to put you on a glory trip today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not riding guilt's edge. Too many people are riding guilt's edge because of condemnation. That's just what the devil wants. He wants condemnation. You know what condemnation is when you start feeling guilty and you start feeling not good enough and you think, I got too many problems. And the devil says, how can you come to church? Look what you said this week. Look what you did this week. Look what you looked at this week. I want to tell you the best place for somebody like that is in the house of God, in the arms of God, in the love of God. Quit riding guilt's edge. Amen. And be propelled by the glory of God. There's a glory place that God has. It's not I have to. It's I get to today. I get to be in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. This is where our worship shifts from duty to delight. I don't just have to worship, I get to worship. Amen. The love of Christ, the Bible says, compels, and it says, it's my delight. I delight in the law of the Lord. There's something about starting to love God and love the things of God. There's a fullness of joy in Psalm 16:11. You know, guilt pushes people into religion, but glory pulls people into relationships. And God wants to pull you into that relationship. And this love creates separation without a struggling for it. Quit struggling and just finally just jump into the current of God's glory and mercy. I want to just tell somebody, amen, love, when you really love God, you're starting to love God. You won't have thin boundaries. Somebody mentioned those words the other day, thin lines between you and the world. When you got thin lines that separate you from the world, amen, it's because you need to get away from the edge and you need to fall in love with God in a greater way. You grow your love. Reach out to love. Amen. When you live for God, there's not a thin line separating you from the world, but a gulf. Amen. I don't want to be what I used to be. Amen. I don't want to be what God brought me out of. I don't want to live next to the pig pen. Amen. But oh, friend, I want there to be a gulf, a difference between me and what I used to be. Hey, that's where God wants to put you. God wants to put a gulf of forgiveness between you and your past. Amen. Don't let yesterday and the day before that, don't let childhood regrets begin to haunt you and make you think that's just the way it's going to be, when God has a better place for you. God has a higher realm and has a beauty for your life. Hallelujah. You're thankful today that we have that kind of God. Hallelujah. When you really start loving God, you're not going to flirt across the fence with worldliness. Separation doesn't become a have to, but a get to. You're going to separate yourself. You're not even going to, I'm not going to be even counted amongst that. It's kind of like this. I heard a man said, he said, there's certain places I can't go because I used to be very much in tune with drinking. And he said, every time I got around sports and stuff, he said, I became a drunk. And he said, I was a type, those things. He said, I live for sports. And he said, and every time we started watching a game, and he said, I would drink. And he said, so there's certain places that call sports bars. He said, you make and go eat at it. He said, but I can't. I understand that. He said, I don't want there to be a thin line. He said, I don't want anything to grasp me from my past and begin to say, it's okay now. No, no, if God pulled you out of there, I don't want to get anywhere near it. Have you ever been, anybody's been to Bogalusa, Louisiana? There's another town north of Kirbyville. It's just Christy's not here today. But Christy's not here today, but there's a town called Evadale. Anybody's been to Evadale? It's Evadale. All right, Brother Riley, you raise your hand. What is significant about Evadale that you can remember? It's just nothing there. Anybody else know something significant about Evadale when you get there? It stinks, doesn't it? Evadale has a paper mill. You ever been in a town with a paper mill? And smell that stink. They call it Stinky Dale. Evadale, Bogalusa, Louisiana, stinks because of a paper mill there. And most people don't see the beauty of that little bitty town called Evadale because of the stench. And it's kind of like living next to a chicken house here in East Texas. I mean, the owner of it says it smells like money, but the neighbor says, it's horrible. You know, he's not getting any money because he's living in a little house right down the road. And how horrible it is. Hey, if God has brought you out of the stench of life, you don't want to even live near it. And God has brought you from the filth. Are you thankful that God will take and untangle you from all the web, all the different things of hell? Amen. I don't have to go to hell today. Amen. And I don't want to camp out upon the edge of hell. I want to live for Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, let him that stole steal no more. Amen. God will give you a power to say no to it. Amen. There are people that had diseases and mental issues when they walk inside of a store that steal. It was something inside of them that it became such a habit that every time they would go somewhere, they would fill their pockets with things that didn't belong to them. They call that a kleptomaniac, right? There's something wrong up here. I'm thankful that God could take and give power over the disease of the world, and it's called kleptomania. God has that kind of power. If God could set that person free, God could set you free from pornography, amen, and from these things that want to get a hold of your soul. I'm telling you, the power and the love that I have of Jesus Christ is amazing because it's still the creative power of God at work in your life. You ought to thank him right now that he is love. Amen. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of forgiveness. He's a God of grace. He's a God of goodness. And he's a God of change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Brent and John, ever since they were little, everybody called them the wrong name. Why? Because they were twins. They're called identical twins. So it's caused these boys to grow up, and John was always called Brent, and Brent was always called John, and everybody got mixed up. And aren't you thankful that God don't mix you up? Your old past may look like you, and people start saying, you remind me, or they see you and they remember the old you. I'm thankful, friend, that the old me has been buried. Hallelujah. Are you thankful that God still buries your past? I don't care how horrible. It's beautiful to watch somebody that, I mean, the most horrible criminal, the most horrible sinner, the most horrible person. I've had the privilege of watching people that's done disgusting and horrible things whenever they repent of their sins, and watch them amazed as God steps in their life. Amen. And God filled them with the gift of the Holy Ghost. We have watched people that had a horrible record. God touched them, and watched for the first time tears started falling on their face as God melts away every resistance, everything of their past. Aren't you thankful for the love of God today? I'm talking to somebody today. The worth of God's abiding love and abounding love, how it wants to spring forth in your life. This love produces something inside of you. Amen. When people see you, they don't see your old past. They don't look and say, isn't that old Brian Purtle? No. They see Jesus in you. They say, what's happened to you? There's something about you now. Amen. Oh, friend, it's an abiding love of God. Hallelujah. How beautiful it is. This love is not impossible. It's available. But it costs you just a surrender of saying, God, I need you. Miserable people, I've watched miserable people roll in their misery, live in their misery, feeling that there's no other way. They feel that there's no other way. It's just going to be. But today, you can't hold on to your everything and receive everything that God has for you. It costs you a trade of saying to God, God, I have nothing to offer but brokenness. Isn't it beautiful that God makes such a change and a trade? He'll take your worst and give you his best. But you better give him your worst. Even the hidden things under your carpet that nobody else knows about. Those hidden things, that secrets of the heart that you dare wouldn't want everybody. You wouldn't want your children to know what you've done. You wouldn't want your husband, your spouse, to know about it. I'm glad that you could give it to God today. But when you give it to God, you don't need to go back and get it back. You need to give it all. Give your failures. Give him your regrets. Give your broken commitments, your ideologies, your excuses, your good intentions that you never acted on. And Jesus will give you life and it more abundantly. Not just forgiveness. He wants to give belonging. Not just mercy. He wants to give transformation. And he don't want you to have religion. He wants you to have a relationship. And he just don't want you to have survival. He wants you to have abundance. Stand with me this morning. I'm telling you, the love of God is in this place. Hallelujah. Young lady, amen, you're having problems saying, I don't want to go to church. The reason why you don't want to go to church, amen, because you haven't discovered the love of God, amen, like you really need to have. Oh, you like God. You like to have God's blessings. Amen. I like to have the things of God in my life. I like to have the favor of God. But, oh, friend, you really want the favor of God? Amen. If you want the favor of God, you start asking, God, give me your love. I want the love of God, but I wanted to step it up. I just don't want the love of God. I want a love for God. Hear me today. That's where it all boils down to, a love for God. Lord, God, awaken a love for you in me, that when I lift my hands in worship, that I don't do it just because somebody asked me to do it, but there's some spontaneous awakening inside of me that I realize, wow, this is amazing. Every eye closed. I would that somebody right now would open their heart and lift their hands and say, Jesus, awaken that in me. Awaken a love. Awaken a love inside my soul, Lord, for your blessings, your spirit, your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's working right now. He's drawing somebody to Him. Hallelujah. So what about your rotten past? So what about your failures? So what about what you've done? Amen. Today, God's saying, I'm willing to trade you. Amen. Your worst for my best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would that you would get out of your chair. Be bold. Be strong. Don't even think secondly about it. Don't give it a second thought. Amen. Get out of your chair and come to the front. Lift your hands and say, God, I need you. You're not the only one in this place that feels that way. The enemy wants to condemn. He wants you to ride a guilty edge. But the grace of God is here. Come on, let's pray together as a church family. The Lord wants to minister. He wants to let His love operate this morning. Hallelujah.